We're back here at Aston Pidgett Bobsleigh High School. Brent Wayne, Sue Schroeder getting ready for the football field. And matching up at the ball is going to be the big guy, Cameron Burnett. And he puts a lot out of bounds, and it's going to be likely possession right after that there. Definitely a fast advantage here for the Kansas City Roadmatch, Brent.
And that looks like Kansas City's coming out in the 2-3 zone, spreading the floor, making sure they can contest the shots from Lakers on the outside, and kind of Burn wants to try and force the ball inside against the big guys.
And right off the ball, Cameron Burnett, the bounce on the corner, he brings it up to the floor for Lewis, going for the basket there, showing the left hand, he got the backboard, up and there, good rebound, tipped around, and Lakers whistles and gets the Lewis rebound, which is going to be something they don't need to do in that rebound if they want to stay in this game.
Lakers are going to have to get some nice outside shooting and they grab the feet like they did from Gasho and hopefully convert some baskets.
And Zillow, man, when they come up, come down, and bounce around the line to hand to Lewis, spinning out to Lewis, and Lewis on the first move, he passes over to the left side. Maroon, 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 Maroon Now they get a ball on the baseline to Volker, but Volker has nothing. Foster brings the ball, Lawrence for the lane, three, and a good read for the ball, by Bennett. And that time, Marcus didn't look like they tried the backside. They just wanted to go right to and get back on his own. I think they're fine if Cassidy is going to go right to him. That shot now is put up by Oregon. No good rebound, skipped away by Marcus. Warren brings the ball up the court, feeds it to Dash on the left, skip pass all the way across to Lawrence. Back across the glass and hits off the line. Now good rebound control by Oregon. Oh, pushes it up the court. The body, body comes across the court. Up there, stop, no good, hits the line of shot. Rebound control over by Kettle. Kettle brings it out to the tip. Kick over Urban. Urban throws it over to Vardy. Vardy tells him what they want. Good play here. Takes it to the right side. Passes it over to Keller. Passes over to Urban. Urban grabs the free throw. Right side back. This is by Luma. Urban got it on the loop. Now he's a
Zuma had really good position down the block, and when he turned around, he's in a perfect position to block that shot.
Bottom Lawrence for the lane, three now, good man, rebound, it's controlled by Urban, he's going to get out on the road, and brings it down, he doesn't have the numbers, so he pulls it back up, hands it to Cam, and Bunk on the tap, then controls it over to the right side to Urban, to Kettle, back at the tap, find a little bit of touch there, Kettle with the ball on the right side, down in the corner, there is Urban, slide it back to Kettle. Yeah, I can't remember Kettle being up here. If I was Kettle, I'm not going to be mixed up. But he drives in the paint and lays it up. 4-0. Favre keeps it here in the first quarter. Hopkins gets the ball in. Favre chases the football and jump shot from the free throw line. They're both rebound controlled by the freshman Gerald. Kettle back up. Well, that's nice move. And he drew the Favre and bringing it all over. That was a nice fake headshot. Right there by the young guy.
Zwemer was in great position to get that rebound, but once he got it, like you said, he had an awesome pump fake and got him up in the air and then tried to convert but got fouled.
That's going to be Lakers' first foul. Cal City's first foul. I'm sorry, Earl's first one. Checking in the game is Samuel Van Tiffin for the Lakers. Checking out is Evan Dashaw. And Tiffin, Van Tiffin is somebody we talked about who doesn't get it. He's averaging 3.2 points a game. He's had nine so far. He's now at 7 3-pointers. So that's the number of some of those 3 points.
He's got to do a lot of things too. He ends up guarding sometimes the post post another team, but offensively he's got to be on the outside versus the inside if he can.
And then the push back from Zuerman hit one, so it's 4-1 there. No, can't see what the lead. I see the bear in fast. Still being right up here above the basket and looking there like you do here at Rutgers, which makes it a lot easier. So, Rutgers tries to feed it inside the zone, and here it tipped away. So, we're going to get possession of under the basket. And I think it's going to be Warren. Well, pass right inside. Volker, 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 Volker,
game like a chance for that, it just couldn't convert it. It put a drive, just couldn't finish off the basket.
And as coaches, we can tell you right now, he's not taking and breaking my wrist and getting outstanding. He's just running up on again and not using the balance with you from yours as a coach. And that's going to put Cassidy back in the lead, 7-5, 3:48 to go in the first. And you can hear the coaches now. You got Majewski out here. He's playing one of them. I'm sure you're picking up on our background noise. You know, Steve McDonald with a hand
definitely two different styles. Julian Majewski will be up around the sidelines and screaming out to his players what he wants. And Cassidy grabs the top center just left, so he sits on the bench and just kind of tips away around and crowd will explain somebody wants him to do.
Zimmerman takes a seat, and coming into the game is Nathan Kron, and I believe somebody else checked in for Cassidy. I didn't catch who it was. Alex Zaleski checked in. Lakers with the ball there. There's a band tips one down in the corner. He throws it in to the feet of Kron. Kron put it up there at the floor. Cassidy's bringing it up nice. Here comes Kron. Kron's going to drive the line. He's going to break on the left side. This time and this time on the left side. Look how he gets it right up and in there. Kron says, I can take it through the hook.
He did a great job. He kept up down away from the Thunder and just laid it up off the glass perfectly for a layup.
9-5, 3:03 to go. Cassidy with the lead in the first. Band tips one on the right side. Hands it back to the top. Center right, well dropped. The free throw line dishes it out. Cassidy with the lead on the bench. Coming over to Bob Grady. He feeds it over on the corner to Auburn for three. Auburn still back and say, it's in. We're going to try three. Auburn.
But that fucking waiting three times on the court. And Bob Rose made his first one out of three attempts on the left half. So, looks like both teams are ready to get the ball on the perimeter and looking for an outside shot right now.
Makes you happy as a coach to see those three guys in because that's going to free up your inside for you a little bit here. 12-8, 2:24 to go. Lakers with the ball trailing. They feed it by low inside to Kron. Kron takes the shot at the low block. No good. Rebound control by Bennett. Bennett feeds it up the court to Kron. Kron gives it to Benson. Bennett trailing. He's going to back his way down. Now he throws it back out to Kron for three. That's Kron from the left side now. 15-8, 2:02 to go. Kron with the lead.
Lakers just playing a man-to-man, but they saw the air for a weak fire, and the last couple of three-pointers, they thought maybe a couple steps too far, and they were able to shut up.
Now, I almost looked like they had time to recover and get a hand in the face of those last two three-pointers, but they didn't seem to move anybody over there, and I'm sure it'll be an adjustment that you'll see Coach Majewski make at the end of the quarter here. 15-8 to go against Allen, shoots it from the outside a little bit. They just took away that ball, but he's hands, but Bennett jumps up and out. He tries to throw it right into the hands of Lewis. He's
going to
get the turnover right at half court for
a travel. I was just wondering how he was going to keep the freshman's hand on the bench, but I'm not sure. Coach Majewski answered that question. He's back in the game. You could definitely tell a difference when he went out down low for Lakers.
He sure could, and he checks into the game, and out checked our rule up. Also checking into the game was Peter Mann, his first appearance for the Lakers tonight. And checking in is Ethan Nickel for Cal City. And we got Carl at the 24-0, one rebound control by Bennett goes up and makes the foul and they go at the glass. 17-8, Cassidy extends the lead, 1:15 to go here in the first quarter.
That was just a case of from Bennett because they couldn't contain him by long. He went up and got that rebound and missed on the back end for a Mickey Lake.
And Mead wants to move down, get in the back, look at the one behind the line, goes up the lot, and there's one rebound control there. Carl brings an arrow to the line with four outlines to travel and turn it over. That's 4-2 for Cassidy in a row. Lakers can capitalize here. They'd be right back in here. 15 seconds to go. 17-8 in the first quarter. Cassidy with the lead. They're feeded by Mazuma. He goes up. He's got a nice jump shot, right?
He really does, right? He shoots up to him, but a 6-4. There's no way to get up there with him and break his shot. He's got a nice second shot for a freshman.
That's a left-handed shot, man. This is a center. He's got a nice looking left-handed shot, too, for Lefties.
Showed enough left on his airplane for us, so that was fun to watch.
And she was on TV last night, and a few appearances there, and they were talking how nice it is to watch a left-hander. Lakers bring the ball in, and they tried to shoot it inside, but throws it out of bounds as it is.